Tune Andy Cap?
No.
Andy Cap's Hot Fries. They might have been the most.
What's Andy Cap?
Andy Cap is a cartoon in the Sunday paper that it was just a guy who'd come home drunk and his wife would like hit him and he'd leave.
And then they launched her. And then they launched their merch.
Man, you must have loved that.
Their merch.
Oh, all right. Yes, I have seen those.
Yeah, their merch was. Then they like started slanging merch with Hot Fries. They were probably the most delicious snack.
You know who else ruled? The Lockhorns. Isn't that their name? It's just a guy who trashed his wife every day. Was it the Lockhorns?
Or is this the Viking dude?
No.
I think I know.
It was two guys that would. It was a guy and a woman that would just talk shit to each other. It was a man and a wife.
I'm trying to think. I used to fuck.
Look that up. See if that's a. It can't be. Yeah, it might be the Lockhorns.
I used to fuck with non sequitur.
Maybe I'm wrong about Andy Cap.
Is it the Lockhorns? Was that correct?
Did you fuck with the Piranha Club?
I don't even know what that is. Lockhorns.
Let me see. Can I see them?
Yeah, they used to lock horns.
Oh, dude, the grumpy guy.
The grumpy guy and his shitty fat wife. Yeah. Lockhorns talk shit to each other.
That's a lot like Andy Cap.
Yeah, it sounded like it. That's what.
I just munched on Andy Cap. I didn't enjoy his artwork.
It's so funny.
I just enjoyed his culinary fucking art.
Yeah.
I'd laugh at all the stupid.
You used to laugh at the funnies?
Yeah, dude, I love
that. I used to like, Mom, look at this.
Yes, I'll have strawberry cream cheese on my bagel.
Yeah.
Christopher, are you looking at the funnies again? We have no time for this. It's yacht practice. You're late for knot tying.
Take the real estate section.
Oh my
Christopher,
God.
Have you been listening to that reggae? You must be on marijuana.
Dude. Dad, I'm not.
I just got to my room.
That plant drives Mexicans out of their minds. It makes them crazy.
Anyway, I enjoyed the funnies.
You used to blast reggae? I used to enjoy the funnies big time, dude. Sunday paper. I go home, I would just munch a bagel. That's, you know, I'm just projecting.
I will say, Family Circus can suck my dick, though.
I never liked Family Circus.
Not for me.
Beetle Bailey was.
See the troop? Yeah, I liked Beetle Bailey.
It was nice. I used to grab.
I liked that big ass Great Dane. What was his name?
Marmaduke.
Always up to no good, dude.
True.
I liked Calvin and Hobbes. I'd pretend that I understood.
You actually love Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, I used to read their books. I got their books. I used to read them.
Far Side is the goat.
Far Side is so good.
Yeah, it's good. I used to snag the bra section out of the like Kohl's catalogs or like JCPenney's. I would snag that and the funnies after church.
Whack off and
hit the bath and right. Fucking.
What's better than that?
I mean, come on, man.
That's the whole point of life.
It was the best.
Jizzing and laughing.
Damn. I'll get out of church. I'll be like, I'll be so fucking There's
a Far Side cartoon that caused a ruckus, and it was like a cow's tools, and it made no sense, and it drove people insane.
What was it?
Because they couldn't figure out what the point of the joke was.
You're right. Yeah,
it was literally a cow standing there with shitty tools that a cow would make.
Yeah.
That was the joke.
In like a shed or something.
Yeah, the joke was that cows would not be able to make good tools. And it just drove people nuts.
People like, what the fuck does this mean?
He was getting like letters.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that guy's deal?
He's just funny.
Yeah, I'd love to read
it. He said he would get so much hate mail.
Yeah.
He'd get so much hate mail of people being like, with a lot of stuff, just like, what the fuck? Fuck is this?
What does this mean, dude?
And he would just be like, I don't really know either.
Yeah,
it's just
a cow's tools.
I just doodled this stuff.
Far Side was great, man.
He didn't set out to be, he just made doodles and like started putting
Man, I'm going to look at some Far Side after this.
I have a big Calvin and Hobbes anthology. I used to read those when I was little. I fucking love those.
It's time for us to get back into the funnies.
True. Yeah. Do we have a funny section?
Hocus Focus was my favorite.
Really? Guard Dog, bring up Hocus Focus so I can take a look at it.
Hocus Focus is just where there's two similar looking images.
Mm.
It's slightly different.
Don't judge me. I used to fuck with the differences. Oh, yeah. I used to fuck with Kathy hard.
Hocus Focus.
Kathy?
Kathy.
Let me see what Kathy's up to.
Kathy was a sick funny.
What was that bitch up to?
It was just like, I think it was just, looking back on it, I think it was just like a middle-aged woman in crisis.
Did you ever get a Kathy birthday card for your mom?
Oh, okay. I remember Kathy.
Talking to the goddamn microphone?
Sean, talking to the mic. Act like you've been here before, please.
Dude, you're the producer, bro. What the hell?
Sean, this episode was going great.
I always tried to catch up with Prince Valiant. I never could.
You talking about?
Did you have Prince Valiant?
No.
Was that like the serious ones? Dude, those bothered me so much. It'd be one clip. Yeah. And I'd be like, what's happening in the story? It'd be like, and they got away on a boat. And I'd be, I remember being a little kid taking a shit, like, what the fuck? What happened?
It would just be one scene.
I'd be flipping through. I'd be like,
dude, I always
would. And the cartoon was crazy looking. That's crazy. That was like a remnant of like World War II that like we got to experience. That was like what old people back then were like, ooh, I wonder what happened this week.
My favorite picture.
Wow. Back to walking around outside.
Back to staring at the sky.
I never had any idea what was going on.
Back to remembering those war crimes.
Dude, we need to do a funnies, dude.
There was a period where I committed to Prince Valiant for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And was unable to figure out what was happening.
And gave up on it. I used to just forget it. I look at it, and by the time the next week came, I'd just be like, totally forget it. Dilbert, I was a big Dilbert guy.
Dilbert was funny.
Dilbert was one of my favorites.
What about that one that was like it was like birds in a tree? Do you remember what the fuck was it called? And they would like, there was like a bar. It was like, you know, it was birds in a tree, but they were having, their lives were falling apart. All the funnies were people with lives are falling apart.
Yeah, dude, the dudes who wrote those were fucking.
Yeah, like depression era humans. They were like, yeah, you think your life sucks? Look at this bird.
So what happened to you?
It's been ailing. I'm still feeling the repercussions of Saturday. So I got drunk during the game. I was having a good time.
Oh, yeah, you're watching ND.
Yeah, I was watching Notre Dame at my sister's house.
Unimaginable heights.
And then, yeah, I'm feeling nothing can stop me, dude. Nothing can stop me. So there's all these NC State fans on the internet. We're talking shit.
Were they? The Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack fans were like, our run defense is too good. Nobody's rushed for it. They've given up one rush of over 20 yards, and it was to some quarterback in like backup time. He just scrambled. So they were talking shit.
So
first play, Notre Dame breaks like a 25-yard run.
You have the best rush offense against the best rush defense. What? Someone's got to give, dude.
Something's got to give, dude.
What happened?
Something broke.
I mean, you got the fucking number 3 rush offense, dude.
It was fucking. You get me going, dude. I'm going to flip this table.
I mean, you got the number 6 fucking pass defense.
Number 6 rush defense versus our fucking rush offense. Something's got to give. Something gave.
That was pretty funny. Let's watch that post. Fucking, he was so cool and calm the whole time.
I know. And they freaked out. Anyway, back to Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. It's your hype for your boys.
I was a little drunk, not too drunk, but I was fired up. And so I met my friend from Westchester University, an old college buddy. I went over to his apartment.
Okay.
He had some friends over, and they were like, his fiance's little sister was having a college party.
What's she now?
And I was like, I don't know if I want to go to it. And they're like, ah, fuck it. Come on. It's not weird. Yeah. We're all going. It's not weird. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll fucking go. So I show up. And
were there any winks exchanged in this like verbal thing? I don't want to go. Big fat wink to your buddy. He was like, no, it'll be cool. Double wink.
I was in the full fucking Notre Dame tracksuit.
I wouldn't, dude, if someone told me they were going to house party, I'd be like, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, I was hesitant, but I didn't have anything else going on. I was like, fuck it. If they're all gone, I'll just go keep hanging out with them. Nothing's weird. And it wasn't weird. It wasn't that weird at first. So like when I got there were these kids from the school. I don't even know what school it was.
Where were you at?
It was in Manayunk.
Probably Philadelphia U. Philly U. That's like the school around there. Or St. Joe's.
Yeah. And I think St. Joe's actually.
Okay, I'm trying to put my trying to set the scene for the sniz. Yeah, yeah. Like what kind of sniz is it? St. Joe's sniz? All right, I can proceed with the story.
They were pretty. The girls were pretty there.
Of course.
But
they're youthful.
A few of them knew me.
From stand-up.
Damn, which was cool. So then I was like...
What was your gear? What were you wearing?
I was wearing the Notre Dame tracksuit.
Of course, dude.
The full tracksuit. I was like, it's a good thing it's Halloween. People probably think I'm dressed as something. So I was like, yeah, I can wear this to the party. Great. So I'm in full tracksuit. Had a couple brews in me. I'm feeling like the man. People recognize me, so I'm like, oh my God.
And your Irish just
I'm the fucking man.
I swear to God, I think you tell me your dreams sometimes. The last story. It's like the Irish just won. I'm a tracksuit. All these girls recognize me.
Oh, we didn't even get to tell the dream last week. We'll tell that again.
Holy shit, that never made it.
It got cut, yeah.
Oh my God.
So this week, this was my dream. This quickly turned into a nightmare. Like, there was this group of kids around me that were like, oh, like, and I was, you know, I was drunk. I was being arrogant. I was pontificating about stand up. I was fucking, I was like, God. Yeah, don't worry, guy. Like, I'm the fucking man. Like, talking shit.
That's so funny.
And then I went upstairs to use the bathroom, and when I came back down, I fell down the steps. I fell down the steps at a college party, and like people were like, "Oh!" Like, all the kids were yelling.
Oh my god! And, classic slapstick for him, dude.
And the way I felt, because the stairs were soaked, and my feet just went out, and I just slid down on my butt in front of all these people, and like right into this group of girls. And I like was laying down in like wet beer.
You went like, down like a speed slide into hot young chicks. And you got to tuck your hands to your chest, dude.
It was crazy. It was so fast.
That's why they have you tuck your hands to your chest on a speed slide. So what? You don't come off and accidentally grope when you're in the pool. Yeah, no, so you're blinded.
They like helped me up.
Yeah.
And were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, I'm fine."
Put your hands to your chest.
It didn't hurt because it was just a slide.
Damn, it didn't.
Yeah.
How's your hiney now?
My hiney is, I got a bruised right cheek, dude. I have a big bruise on my right cheek.
Jesus.
This isn't the first time this has happened to me. I've fallen at parties before. But this girl was like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And then somebody else was like, "How old are you?" And I was like, "I gotta get the fuck out of here, dude." I was like, "I'm 29. It's not that weird that I'm here."
Oh my, that's not that bad. You're 29.
Yeah, that's weird.
Dude.
Especially falling down the steps in a fucking tracksuit at a college party after like...
How old are these college kids? Because there's like 21-year-old college parties and there's like 23-year-old and they're pretty different.
I think they were around, I don't know, it's probably a range between like 20 and 23.
Okay, that's pretty fair. I remember the last time, I don't even remember how old I was, the last time I did something like that, I think I was like 28. Someone was like, "Let's go to like a college party." And I was like, "Fuck yeah," I was in Westchester. And yeah. I walked in, I'm like, "Oh yeah, there's a bunch of fucking dudes sweating in a basement."
Yeah.
I just sat there and they're like, "Ugh!" And I was like, "All right."
Yeah, it was only fun to be there with my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And hanging out with them, and it was nice. But
I had someone bring me to a rave one time.
Yeah?
Like what the fuck's it called? There was a place, Soundgarden. It's on like First and Spring Garden.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Dude, it's a rave, it's EDM, whatever the fuck it is."
Yeah.
And I went in there and it's just people like, it was just like young, like little girls basically, just whacked out on drugs. Guy's like, "Dude, it's so easy to get pussy here." And I walked in and I was just like, "Dude, that's I'm getting fucking, the fuck out of here.
Space Jam,
this
dude.
Is nasty.
You gotta get out of
yeah,
that."
Yeah, dude. It was like someone hijacked someone else's bachelor party I was on. I was like, "I got the perfect place to go." And this guy just wanted to like do drugs. He was like selling Molly. So he was like, "I know where we can go." And he just like brought us to a Molly deal in a weird underage place. And I was like, "Yeah, I don't think this is a good idea." We found him later, passed out in his car, slumped over the wheel. Saved his fucking life. I woke him up. I'm like, "Yo, bro. Get the fuck out of your car. You went to jail with all that fucking Molly on him."
Yeah, that's bad.
They don't like that shit.
Yeah, of course not.
He's like, "No, I was selling it to 16-year-old girls."
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "Tell me." He's like, "Dude, it's like fish in a barrel." And I was like, "All right, bud. We're going to get out of here."
That's a weird statement.
Yeah, especially when you're like, "All right, so you're going to get..." My friend did that to me, too.
What?
When I was like 24, same thing. He was like, "Yo, dude, what are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "Chilling." He was like, "I'm going to have some chicks over." They're like, just whatever. They're like 19. He's like, "I'm going to give them some alcohol. Smoke some weed, probably get some pussy." And I was like, tapping out on that plan, bro. Not allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's...
So you hurt your butt.
Hurt my butt.
And your feelings.
And then I got a text from comedian Dan Soder that was like, "Hey, we're going to the Eagles game tomorrow and we have an extra ticket."
Instantly back on cloud
and
nine.
And I'm back to like... And I was like, "Who's all going?" He was like, Big J and Michael Che from Saturday Night Live. And I was like, "Oh my God.
Wonderful.
I'm in."
How
this
was that?
Is great. Well, so I went to bed at like 5 that night. I had to wake up pretty early for the game because it was at 1 p.m. And Michael Che bailed, and my tickets were with Big J's sister in a different section. So I was just up there with Big J's sister in the rain, just like...
That's fucking sick.
What's up?
How was she?
She was nice. It was nice. Her and her boyfriend. And they're both like the most Philly people I've ever, like the accent was just, it was crazy.
Man, that's an incredibly awkward event.
No, it wasn't that weird. It wasn't. I still had some beer in me.
That's
everything
true.
Was fine.
Yeah, that helps.
But it did rain the entire time. And
I get like the heebie-jeebies thinking about those kind of things. When like,
yeah.
It's someone I kind of know and they're like, "Hey, come." And then I sit with someone I don't even know at all. I'm just like, "Gee, I would have left."
No, those long stretches of me definitely not talking to them at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just watching the game.
That's true. I mean, it's not bad. It's sick that you were there.
Then later I went down and sat with them for a minute.
Nice.
And they were like, "We're going to Pat's after this." I was like, I'm going home, dude. Yeah. I'm fucking
fuck
dead.
You guys.
It was a rough...
It's tough, man. It's a big letdown.
It was a rough Monday, I'll tell you that.
It's a big letdown, dude.
Yeah, it was. I was like, "Oh, sick. Michael Che's going to be there? That's fucking awesome." They're like, "No, he bailed and you got to sit with the sister." I was like, "All right. Still cool.
That's cool.
Still
go Bears.
Free ticket.
Go
fuck
Bears.
Yeah.
We love the Eagles." God damn, dude.
No, that was cool, though.
I'm sure it was fun.
Got to watch the Eagles game. That was sick.
Chill with the boys. FaceTime your boys during the game. Like, yo, dudes, what's going on down there?
Yeah. It's like, thanks, man. Thanks again for the tickets. This is great, man. Is it cool if I come down there and hang out with you guys?
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Yeah. Last Saturday was better.
What was last Saturday?
Last Saturday was I did that show at Helium for all those Texas cops.
And we ditched this last week?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and then...
Dude, that was so fucking funny.
And then fucking Brian Regan showed up to the bar, so we just got drunk with him after the
first
Irish
stream, yeah.
Notre Dame USC.
Crushed.
So I had a good show. Then I sat
Bar. You performed for a bunch of cops.
I performed for a sold-out room of Texas police officers.
Yes.
And made fun of them for killing black people and being fucking gay.
Yeah.
And then they were going nuts the whole time. And then I went out to the bar and watched Notre Dame destroy USC. And then they were like, oh, Brian Regan just texted. He's going to stop by. So they kept the bar open after hours. Regan comes in. I get round two with Regan of getting drunk
with
him.
Jesus Christ. And he recognized you from a Goobs.
He was like, oh, we hung out before. What's going on, man? And he was like, oh, how about Notre Dame? He's a Notre Dame fan. So we talked about the Irish the whole
God.
Time. He was like, 50 shots of Patron. Let's go. I was like, fuck yeah, Regan.
And you woke up like,
I was like, oh, Ghoul is in my room.
That is funny how you described that before. You'll be doing stand up and you'll be in a place where like you're hanging with people, like noteworthy comedians and stuff, yeah. And you do have a good set. Everyone's like, you're the fucking man. Then you walk outside and just some guy's like, get the fuck out of the way. And
you walk outside.
Go in there.
Do you know who I am?
Go in there. Yeah.
Yeah, those two good weekends in a row.
I always felt weird after shows when I come off and people are like, hey, good job, man. I always try to get out of there. I don't like that. People are like,
yeah,
hey, man.
I'm terrible at that. I never stay and talk to people.
I hate
like
it,
on
man.
The procession out of the people yeah, that are yeah, in the yeah. audience.
I always put headphones on and I'm just like, but I'm also kind of getting off on like the idea of they're like, wow, that guy doesn't even want to talk to us. And I'm walking out like, I'm so fucking noble. I just walk out, hit a lap, come back. And I'm like, yeah, I think they recognize me.
I've been working on it. I've been trying to stick around.
Stick around, talk to the peeps.
Take some fucking pictures.
Yeah.
Ball out. Just
that's true.
Hit them with the fucking deuces.
That's true.
Just be like, yo, listen to the podcast.
Listen to the cast.
The cast is hot.
It's a good move.
This guy's telling the truth. I'm a real truth teller up there, dude.
That's all you can do.
Black guys have bigger dicks than white guys. Major truth teller.
Major truth, dude.
A lot of people are afraid to step on that.
A lot of people get weird about that, dude.
No.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Everybody
tells
that joke.
I've had people before who came up to me, so my ex-wife's black, and they'd be like, I don't know, man, but like, don't you ever worry about like...
Oh, black jokes?
Who she wants to... No, not even jokes. These were white guys being like, don't you worry about like... And they try to gingerly step around it like, I don't know, like, who'd you go to prom with? And like, I'm like, what, dude? And they're like...
That's a good way to say
it. Isn't there just some guy with a big black dick that destroyed her? I'm like, I don't know, man. I mean, all you can do is get in there and swing it out, dude.
Yeah, all you can do is just dive
in. And I think I was like, how do you know some big black dude didn't fuck your girlfriend? He was just like... No, it's different.
She
dude.
Wouldn't do that.
Yeah, he was so fucking mad. You could tell it never occurred to him, and he was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I forgot about that bit. That was a funny thing I was talking about.
Oh, my
the
God,
time I asked
dude.
Caitlin.
You're like,
I was in the car with Caitlin, and
you?
I was like, you would never.
Well, she was saying our friend.
So they were talking about my friend Jamal, who they thought was hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, were you talking about Jamal? You think Jamal's hot? And she's like, And I was like, would you fuck a black guy? And she was like, oh, no. And I was just like, well, that's weird. Like, I went from like, please say fucking no. Please say no. As soon as she said no, I was just like, ah, that's racist.
I didn't
that's
want
fucking
that.
Weird. I don't want you sitting here and be like, I would never.
It's
like,
yeah.
Take it easy, lady.
That's one of those questions you ask and you're
now
just like.
I don't want to throw her under the bus because she was joking. Like, I embellished that story.
And, you know, you're probably fucking, you know, she's also half your size. And imagine if, like, if she ate the Mario mushroom is 9 times your size and was like, would you fuck a black guy? You'd be like, no.
She's answering me, like, however I want her to answer. Yeah. She definitely would fuck a black guy, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, anybody would.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't be mad at that. You'd be a fucking psycho to be mad at that.
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty fucking.
No, it depends who. It's not about the race. Like, if she...
It's the... Who the fuck's
it's
the
like,
guy?
What is, does he look like a fucking yin-yang twin? Or is he a fucking normal person?
Dude, my...
That's the difference.
I actually...
I hope that doesn't... That doesn't sound
bad. It doesn't
right.
sound
that's
bad. It doesn't
perfectly
sound bad.
Reasonable.
Yes, it doesn't sound bad
And that same fucking thing applies to white guys. Is he a fucking douche?
Yeah.
Or is he just a normal guy?
100%. Dude, exactly.
Guy, that's great.
Dude, there was one time I'm driving home and I'm with my ex and I had a friend who was Jamaican, like a tall fucking lanky, like 6'3" dude. and her friend ended up hooking up with this guy. So I'm driving home with my ex, and she was like, oh, it's great. You know, finally she can get a nice big dick. And I'm like driving. It's like, what the fuck are you, dude? I was furious.
Did your wife said that?
Yeah.
Oh.
My ex-wife was like, oh, nice bitch. She was all drunk. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, big dick? Blah, 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 dude. And she was just like, I just mean like, you know, like for her. And I'm just like, yeah. And I'm just sitting there driving just like, I had to go, this is like my good friend. So I like had to see him. And I'm like, I was so weird around him for like 3 weeks. Just like,
yeah,
hey, what's up, man? What's going on? And I try to like tell him the tale and like spinning it like, I don't really care. And it came out where I was like, I don't even fucking know. I was distraught.
Yeah,
that was another time too. Like I asked her a question. I was like about squirting, and I was like, I had a girlfriend squirt before once, and then like she was just real quiet, and I'm like, have you ever squirted? And she was, she never has for me. I'm like, have you ever squirted? And she was like, yeah, once in college. And dude, it was just like, oh god, just for like months. I'm just driving like,
oh my god. And I'm like, no, don't ask that question.
I know, but it's like, I have like a weird like compulsion. And then dude, I'm driving, I'm like, who was it? And she's like, I'm not getting into this. I'm like, who the fuck was it? And I'm just driving. She had to like dig into this archive of like some dude from way back when. He was like older than her. And in my head, I'm driving like, fuck, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. Furious.
That's a heartbreaker, dude. Yeah. I wish you didn't tell me that. Now I'm distraught, man. Nobody wants to think about their girlfriend squirting before them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking nightmarish.
That was every time. Every time for the rest of that, I was like, I have to get this girl squirt. Like it was in my head. Like I had to do it. And she's like, I don't know. Maybe it might have just been something else. And I'm like,
you know what else?
What?
Statistically, listener, there's a good chance your mom was a squirter. I mean, that's true. Statistically, 1,000 of our Shathead listeners have squirters for moms. Go ahead.
They're tough to find, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I found one way too early. Everything came to me early. And maybe I had a bunch. I didn't know. That's another thing. Now it's killing me. Dude, that fucking, I was driving. It was just like,
that'd be nightmarish.
I like did the math. She should be in quiet. I'm like, she's so quiet. I'm like, what? You ever squirted before? And in my head, as soon as I asked, I'm like, you don't want to know this shit, dude.
Yeah, I've hit girlfriends with like...
Horrible.
That's going to make me sound like a douche.
Horrible. What?
Yeah, just the old biggest dick.
Dude.
And of course, the answer is always yours.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're dealing with a psycho. You handling that weird.
No, I don't think I've ever... I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever asked if it's the biggest dick.
I don't think I said it like that, though. I wouldn't have said that. I'd be like,
I mean, that's something dick. I probably would have said.
I remember I worded it differently.
But I'd bring it up kind of like, hey, you must have seen some big ones in your day or something. Like, so I wasn't asking. And then like, no, yours is fine. I'm like, I didn't fucking say mine wasn't. What are you talking about? Don't make this fucking weird, you whore.
Well, your pussy's huge.
That is a killer thought of just some fucking dudes. Just like you're never fucking. You're like the guy on American Ninja Warrior who can't jump up that last wall and pull himself up.
You can't get up there.
Your hands just tap. You just tap the fucking coping and slide back down.
Yep. Meanwhile, there's some
dude
6'5" Jamaican smashing that button. Smoke's flying everywhere.
Just you're fucking falling in the lily pad. Just like this shit.
Yeah, that's truly
but
terrible.
That's why you got to work hard, save your money, fucking take her to an all-inclusive, dude, and keep her away from the snorkel guide. That's all you can do.
Get to that all-inclusive, listener. Spend all of that shitty money that you worked for 10 years. God damn.
Hey, man, that's the world, you know?
Yeah, fuck it.
You got to go hard.
Yeah, you got to get to the inclusive.
You got to get to the inclusive. You got to fucking jelk.
What's jelk?
You know what jelking? It's the internet. It's the ancient thing where you like squeeze your penis and like milk it to get it bigger.
Yeah. Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely jelked.
You jelked?
I used to jelk, and then my wife would be like, it does make a difference. My ex-wife would be like, stop jelking. She used to tell me. She's like, have you been jelking? She's like, stop it.
Why?
It does fatten up your bird. Because it throws your whole dynamic off. Like, you go to slide it in, and they're just like, what the fuck's going on?
You got YouTube. Too big.
It was just surprising. When I jelk, I do get fucking fat. Jelking works, dude.
I feel like this is like a real life version of those ads you see on porn where it's like, do you want a bigger dick? That's what you're doing to me.
I'm
right
telling
now.
You, if
I'm
you
not
jelk,
click on your fucking
if you
ad.
You jelk, it works. I'm just Ryan Jeremy with like an extending cartoon penis right now.
I'm fucking Xing you out right now, dude. I do not agree with
listeners,
you.
Listeners, jelk.
Jelking, there's no way jelking works.
Make sure you warm up with a hot, wet towel before because you can burst capillaries, so
if
be
you
careful.
Think
you got to cover
jelking
your dick.
Doesn't work, dude.
Yes, it does.
Otherwise, every single guy would be doing it right now.
Would they?
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, I did it, and it does make your dick bigger.
From the guys who
temporarily,
you
got to keep doing it.
From the guys who brought you germs aren't real comes jelking.
Dude, I'll do some before and afters for the cast.
Just show me.
I will. Right. I'm going to start jelking.
Jelk it up,
I'm going to make my new fucking 20-year-old jelk me, dude.
Fuck yeah, that's hot, dude.
I know.
Oh. That semi I got fired up.
Our dicks are talking right now.
Dude, a 20-year-old autistic black chick? Whoo,
I can't wait.
That's a gold mine, dude.
I can't fucking
wait.
So
hot.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have a parade for you if you fuck her. You know how brave you guys are?
What? Oh, our love?
Your love would be so brave.
It's definitely. What's that song, Same Love by Macklemore? I'm the new Macklemore, dude. This is my same love. I want to champion the cause of fucking autistic chicks, dude.
Yeah, you can get a little puzzle piece. Bumper sticker, a black puzzle piece.
Just like my dick going through the autism puzzle piece. Or just it fitting perfectly around my dick.
Yeah.
My dick snapping into the puzzle.
That'd be sick.
Perfect.
Let's go back to you being a sound hound, dude.
What?
What is it that makes you a fucking sound hound?
Dude, you ever watch porn with the fucking sound off?
Yeah, pretty much. Always.
Do you?
Not always, but
I put
yeah.
headphones in, dude.
Headphones makes me afraid I'm going to get caught.
Yeah.
Because if you have headphones in, that's how you don't hear someone walking to the door.
Yeah, you can leave one cracked off the ear.
I don't like listening to headphones in one ear.
Really?
Yeah.
So have you ever watched porn with headphones?
Yes, I have.
It's pretty nice.
It's a pretty nice. Immersive experience. It's a different experience.
It's an immersive experience.
Very immersive. You're hearing things I don't even want to hear. I'm hearing squishy noises.
Yeah.
It's sounding, hearing fucking gross shit.
Yeah.
Hearing breathing from the dude I don't want to hear.
True. I got to hear it all, though, dude.
You're a fucking sound.
I need all of it. I'm an audiophile.
Yeah.
Love it.
You're into that shit.
Yeah, dude. Silent porn just doesn't. Well, if I'm supremely jammed, I can deal, but.
Supremely jammed, filled with cum?
If I'm somewhere I got to jerk. You know, that, or if I'm like somewhere I got to jerk off quietly. Like when I was married, I used to like sneak away and jerk off in the bathroom at nighttime. So that was a quiet mish. But I would give myself like two little dots of sound and just hold it up to my ear, dude, and fucking intermittently like listen, look. So, sorry. Sometimes you got to stow away to the B room, dude. Have you ever got caught? So. Have you ever got caught jaying off next to your babe?
Never. Next to you jerked off in bed with your girlfriend? I think I'm weird for that.
What?
Actually, no, I don't think so. I've never done that ever. I've never jerked off.
When I first lived with
like that,
the first person I lived with was my ex-wife.
Yeah,
I got caught jerking off 6 times in 1 year. Like, I just kept getting busted. I got caught constantly.
Which I had a montage of all 6.
Dude, it was funny. It was funny because it was like one in almost it was one in almost every room in the house. Really? I feel like I got busted in the den, busted in the living room, busted in the bed twice
what
next
to her. What
would
she do?
She'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Ugh. What would you say?
I'd be like, just pure fucking gibberish. Just
God. What, are you ashamed to jerk off? In front of you? Like if my girlfriend caught me jerking off, I would laugh.
Yeah, but would you?
For sure.
I mean, I got caught a couple times in bed next to, like, right now. I'm like, I'm not getting up. If I get out of bed, I don't want to fucking wake her.
If I was jerking off in bed next to her, then that would be shameful. So I would feel embarrassed.
Yeah, but it was like, you didn't want to get, if I got out of bed, it would disturb the sleep. But I was like, if I lay here and just quietly crank, I might be able to get something off. And it
never
worked.
Shaking the bed, dude.
I know, dude. And you feel like if she would slumber and just, like, kind of move around and mumble, and I'd be like...